any EU citizen who's registered in Brussels, in Belgium, and any non-EU citizen who's been registered here for 5 years has the right to vote. They can only vote in local elections. They can also stand as candidates if they would like in local elections. You can download the application form from Objectif's website or the federal government's website. Some communes have put the application form on their websites. It doesn't matter, they all are the same official application form. All you have to do is print it out, sign it. It's not a bad idea to include recto verso copy of your Belgian ID, but that's not necessarily required. And then you can send it in by post. Some communes will accept that you send it by email to the population or electoral affairs department, or you can go there directly and drop it off if you want, but it's not required that you take a rendezvous in order to, an appointment, in order to register. Once you've sent in your application form, you will receive, at some point before the election, the confirmation from your commune that you are now registered on the electoral list. And once you've been registered on the electoral list, every potential voter receives in the post the information that they need to go and vote. A Belgian citizen is required to vote at every election, and a non-Belgian citizen is required to vote for the election that they've signed up for. So when you sign up to vote, you will have to vote in that election, and then if you would like to take yourself off the list, you just have to take yourself off the list a few months before the next election. But if you haven't taken yourself off, you remain on the list. If I register to vote in Belgium, I can't keep voting in my home country's local elections or European elections. That's not true. You have the right to vote here in your commune, and you can. That has no effect on whether your right to vote in your home country. It's only for the European elections, where you can't vote in two European elections at the same time. Yeah, but you can be registered to vote here in Brussels and still vote in your local town in France, and you can still vote for a member of the European Parliament in France if that's what you prefer. People also think, like, am I going to get a fine? According to official statistics, about 90% of voters in Brussels voted in the last election, but those 10% have not been sanctioned and, you know, are very unlikely to be sanctioned. And besides, if you know that you're going to leave the country, you can very easily give a proxy to any friend or family member, and it's very easy to fill out in advance of the election. One third of the voting age public here in Brussels is either an EU or a non-EU citizen.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they're not registered to vote. So right now, EU and non-EU citizens are letting Belgian citizens decide for them about in their local commune. So obviously, if people feel like everything is well run in their commune, then they don't need to go and vote. But if they actually do complain and see that things could be better, then they should consider to vote and to think about their political interests. And there probably is a party in Belgium that corresponds to the parties that they were voting for at home, or maybe they'll discover a new party in their area that they think actually is going to deliver on their promises. Use the information sources that you have, and if you actually want a local politician to answer to you, bring together 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 of your friends, bring together your church group, and see if they would be interested in inviting the local politicians to come. And if you tell them that it's going to have to be in English, or else they're not going to be able to reach out to voters, they will find a way to speak to you in English, because you will then be, you know, 50 to 100 voters, and you will count.